We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
Hi, Beck here on OMF, 617-779-7937. The reclamation project that is known as your New England Patriots. We've been talking about it the last 3 days, and probably the next 3 months we'll be talking about it till we get through the draft and find out exactly what the Patriots do. To the phone calls we go. Jeff is in New Hampshire. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Jeff.
I had a quick question. Talking about quarterbacks and Brady specifically, I've been watching the Patriots since about 70-71. And, you know, Brady, don't get me wrong, at 43, what he's doing is fantastic. Let's face it. But, you know, he's an immobile quarterback. And a quarterback, there's an old saying, a quarterback is only as good as the team around him. I think a lot of times there's too much emphasis put on, I know the quarterback is the most important position, but I think too much emphasis gets put on that position, not realizing the importance of an offensive line, the time they give him. I know he's famous for two and a half seconds, you know, of getting the ball out. But he's been sacked a lot, you know, in the past, in the history. And
Not really.
They used to compare Manning to Brady or try to make comparisons. And, you know, to me, that's impossible because they're both great players, but they have different players with different abilities around them. And,
what's your point, though?
When Manning went to Denver, he won a Super Bowl, but he didn't win it. The team won it. If you look at the stats.
So you're saying that it's a team sport?
Okay. I'm saying it's a much more of a team sport than just a quarterback sport. And I think all I'm saying is, Lou, and I'm, you know.
I get it, but here's the thing. Like, of course, it's a team sport. You know what I mean? Of course. It's why you have 11 players on the field. But you think Kansas City would be as good as they are without Mahomes at quarterback?
No, but what do you think Brady's success ratio, his ability, is to a team right now?
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but it was the same team last year. Went 7-9.
I mean, you've already
turned the ball over 39 times.
Yeah, you've already brought up a couple things that are simply not true. If you're going to look at sacks, your more mobile quarterbacks have got sacked far more than Tom Brady over the years. He's not got sacked an awful lot, mainly because of what you just said. He releases the ball so quickly.
I mean, at 43 years old, he took over a team that is very similar. I guess you could say they have Gronk. You know what I mean? But they had a good tight end who got hurt earlier in the year in Howard. So he was there, too. Took over a 7-9 team with a quarterback that turned the ball over 39 freaking times last year. And they're 11-5.
Yeah,
so
I think Brady is great.
Winning ratio, four games.
But what are you saying? That it's not remarkable what he's doing at age 43?
No, I'm not saying it's not remarkable. I'm not saying that at all.
You're questioning the importance of a quarterback.
That is correct.
I think you're crazy.
A quarterback. No, hang on. I'm saying it's the most important position in the field. No question about it. We all know that.
Yeah,
but
I think you're crazy.
I'm talking about Brady. Hang on. There's two kinds of quarterbacks, a mobile and a non-mobile, and how much time they're going to give him, all right, to make, and the players around him, his wide receivers, his tight ends, his halfbacks, all the players are important. Let's face it. They're all important. Look at White. I mean, he's huge.
What are we doing?
Okay.
I have no idea. We're all important and everything. The quarterback's far more important. So Cam Newton is a mobile quarterback, and he got sacked 31 times this year. Tom Brady is a non-mobile quarterback. He got sacked 21 times. And I would argue the point that the Patriots offense
could have rolled into Tampa and threw 40 touchdowns, 13 picks.
No. Aaron Rodgers could. There are a few.
Or what people think. I don't know. You know, so, you need a good offensive line, and you need weapons, you need running backs. That's a good football team, you know, but you can't sit there and say you got a good football. I mean, Deshaun Watson's a good football player. He had a great year. His team was awful. That's why they won four games.
By the way, Brady did not have a consistent running game. It was on and off all season long, right?
No,
Fournette was nothing, really. right?
Yeah, they ended up putting Fournette on like IR.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Or like, or he was just like a, you know, he was just, you know, didn't suit up for games.
No, he had receivers. There's no question about it. He had receivers. Here's Danny and Quincy. Hello, Danny.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, you know, I want to get to Lou asking why he thinks Brady left. But to follow up on that last caller, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but football is the ultimate team sport, Glenn. You do agree with that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I mean, yeah. 11 moving parts.
It's different
parts
than basketball, yes.
Oh, yeah. 11 moving parts on one side of the ball at one time, okay? And I believe coaching in football is the single most important aspect.
We agree again, Danny.
Sport.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry? Okay.
We agree again, more so
okay.
than
so
baseball
I,
and basketball.
I don't know why you were confused by the last guy. But it's a team. The only time with Tom Brady's on a team, the only time it ever becomes a team sport is when they lose. Then
well, rather than calling up,
he's
just calling up, making a statement, Danny, like you
know,
are, like an obvious statement. We were looking for a point. We were looking for an opinion. We couldn't get that out of him.
I'm going to clarify it, okay? Because if he loses this year, it's going to the pretext will be already set. It'll be the coach's fault. With New England, it was the weapons. There was the offensive line. He never lost the game, Brady, but he won everything. He never lost the game, okay? So that pisses me off more than anything. Nothing would make me happier to see him go down, especially this week. But it's probably not going to happen because I don't think the league wants it. I think the league wants to see him playing on his home field in the Super Bowl. First time ever. And Goodell is,
you guys were
so outraged about Antonio Brown coming to the Patriots last year. You were outraged.
No, I wasn't.
I don't hear any objection to it when he's on Tampa Bay.
Danny, who was outraged?
Nothing. No, we weren't.
I wanted
the wrong
him to stay.
Nope.
Nothing. Oh,
Danny,
we weren't. Danny,
we can you turn Danny down, for Christ's sakes? I appreciate him.
We really do. We weren't.
But you can't call up when all three of us were happy as hell that the guy was here. As a matter of fact, two of us didn't want to leave even after you found out what happened.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, Lou, you must have been the only one, okay?
Oh, I can only speak for myself when you accuse me of saying something.
So I'm just saying.
You accused me of saying it. What's your point?
Okay, that's a separate issue. Why do you think Tom Brady left? Do you think it was money only?
No, I think he wanted to prove he could still play.
No, but why do you think he left the Patriots? I keep hearing if Belichick offered him the money, he would have stayed.
He didn't want to be around Bill anymore. He looked at this team and said, I'm not coming back with these weapons.
If I stay here,
I'm going to turn 50 years old and I'm going to suck. So I'm going to go somewhere where they have weapons because I don't want to deal with Bill anymore. And I can have fun, put up 40 touchdowns, be an all-pro quarterback and prove people wrong that it wasn't me last year, that I'm not getting old, that I'm still great. Now go.
Okay, but I still hear that he would have stayed if Belichick offered him the money.
Not
and
from here.
I don't think that's
nobody here.
I don't think that's necessary.
I don't
want
you call in, Danny. I have no clue.
Okay, I don't want a player on a team that just would stay for money. But I think this whole thing started 2 years ago when Belichick tried to reconfigure the team. He wanted to be more defensive, running game, offensive line, and he wanted to turn Brady back into a quote unquote game manager, maybe to take some pressure off him.
Maybe
he didn't want to have Brady win every single game for him, and I think there was a lot of call for that.
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe Brady got turned off.
Well, they won a Super Bowl running the football against the Rams. They ran in the playoffs. They ran in the latter part of that season. Yes, I think that's some accuracy to that.
Brady's a puss face.
Wow, he wears me out.
Who, Danny?
I'm not gonna lie.
He wears me out. He's aggressive.
Yeah. I don't think he actually even remembers why he called in the first.
Brady gave him nothing.
He doesn't. Well, he certainly didn't remember our opinion about Antonio Brown because I think we took.
I don't remember my opinion about Antonio Brown.
Danny falls in the category of like sports talk radio listener. That and by the way, there's like how many of us? Maybe 16 on the air, like in the city. And if one of us says it, then I did. You know what I mean? Like you didn't want Antonio Brown. It's like, hello.
Never gives you credit though.
He heard some show, whether it's our station or another station, say that they didn't want him, and accuses all of us in the business of having the same opinion. That's Danny.
So I know we've just taken the last two calls have kind of diminished Tom Brady's value. I'm not sure it's that way in the marketplace, is it? I mean, we're going to all watch him on Saturday night. The same place where the Patriots usually play. It's usually the second week of the playoffs, not in the first week of the playoffs. But they play on Saturday night. We're all going to watch this thing. People aren't going to be rooting for Brady. Are they going to be rooting against Brady?
Some people will.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either. Manny's in the truck. Hello, Manny.
He's not in his team anymore, I guess.
Hey, I know what that idiot was trying to say, okay? He was trying to say that Tom Brady, being an immobile quarterback, relies more on his skill set players than a quarterback that's more mobile, that can run outside the pocket, that's able to make plays with his feet, doesn't have to rely so much on his skill set players. I think that's what he was trying to say, basically.
Yeah, but not to rely on the S word once again. The Patriots have had a little dink and dunk short passing game that perfectly allows him to play to his skill set within a 20-foot by 20-foot box. And it's been perfect.
No, I understand.
And he reads everything.
What he was trying to say, that I think that was the point that he was trying to make.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Believe me, I think Brady's skills are the best. And he is the best. He's the GOAT.
I do just think there's some people out there that I think want to find fault.
I want Brady to win the Super Bowl. That's what I'd like. I would like for him to win the Super Bowl and to hold it up there and be the MVP of the Super Bowl and win it. That's what I would like. Because you know what? Whether he's on my team or not, and that's part of it. He no longer wears your uniform. And that's why guys like Wiggy now trash Tom Brady, because he's no longer in the team. And he's got a new love in Cam Newton. Hell, Fitzy's even trashing, you know, these guys. Jerry Thornton's trashing Tom Brady because he's no longer a Patriot.
I don't get this. Like, I really don't get this guy.
Listen, the guy's a great
quarterback. They broke his heart.
Loved watching him every day. He's the greatest of all time. I'd like for him to continue to have success in Tampa and win a Super Bowl. I don't know what it is.
How many players stay with the same team for their entire career in this generation? They don't anymore. What are we doing? Do we expect that they turn their back on you? I mean, everybody's got their own agenda.
I want Chauer to suck in Washington.
It's funny because just when you start talking like that, it's like you put things in perspective and you see Chase Young, carelessly, not even really being serious, walking off the field,
naive
after their
rookie.
Win.
Yeah.
And he's saying, I want Brady. And you start going like, wow, like that guy was like 1 year old when Brady got into the league or something like that. Like he was just unbelievably, could be Brady's son for all that matters. And now here he is like, having an opportunity to sack him and disrupt it and make his life miserable. So it's amazing how long this guy's played. It just boggles my mind, and I still think that, sure, I want him to win also, but if whether he'll do it or not, I still think they're in the Super Bowl. I think they beat Washington. I think they barely beat Washington. I think they're going to just fumble around with this team, and then they're going to have to beat Green Bay.
It is amazing when you look at the 43. So you look at Ben Roethlisberger, and through the first 5, 6, 7, maybe even 8 games, people were saying, wow, Big Ben looks great. Big Ben looks great. What happened as the season progressed
now, right? Looks like he gained 50 pounds.
Something happened. Something happened. It's just because he's not the same guy that he was earlier in the season. They reeled off the first 11 wins in a row.
Yeah, but
and
COVID
then suddenly
hit him.
Then COVID hit him.
COVID
and
hit
he
him.
Maybe got out of his routine. Something happened, and he was a different guy. There was no question about it. And he was the guy I think a lot of people look at and say, well, he's not what you look when you – this is not the prototypical quarterback. This is a guy that, look at the body type, the look and the way he plays and everything else. And
looks
you
like UConn Cornelius.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, he was totally different. But I don't get this Brady thing, and I'm hearing a lot of it. I've had friends say the same thing. I don't want Brady to succeed. Why not? What's the issue?
I don't really hear that. I don't know if anybody's holding a grudge.
You talk to people still these days?
I do. I don't think anyone's.
What do you think Bill thinks?
What do you mean? What do I think Bill thinks?
You think Bill wants him to win?
That's a good question.
You think Bill wants him to beat Washington? Wants him to beat Green Bay? Think Bill? You don't really believe Bill is rooting for him to win a championship, right?
No,
he's definitely rooting against him.
Let me put it this way. So every team I've ever left, regardless of how I left, good situation, bad situation, I've always wanted that team to fail at least the first year I left. Even if I was, delusional, I wanted it to
sure.
feel like
human
the
nature.
Reason they were winning is because of me. And then now that I'm gone, they're losing.
Right.
So, but it didn't really happen that way.
Well, you should have known it wasn't going to happen
That's
that
it.
Way.
It's
but
the
you
only
had
way it happened. The only way
human
it happened
nature.
Was Seattle.
I felt the same way. And then the Red Sox broke an 86-year curse when I left. So
yeah,
I was just like, whatever.
And Christian left the Patriots that won 4 more Super Bowls.
Yeah, because I can't believe that Bill's going to sit there in front of the TV set on Saturday night and root for Tom Brady. I would agree with that, Lou. On the
I don't think he's
going to
be openly, like, you know, telling people I'm rooting against him.
No, he won't do that.
But when he does lose, he's like, he's going to, little part of him is going to be like, thank God.
Eternal.
Well,
and,
how
and what do you think Brady feels about the way the Patriots struggled during the course of the season?
Happy.
You don't think he and Gronk are giggling?
Yes.
Giggling? 7-9.
And he's too smart. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it publicly. He's too smart.
Of course.
Yeah, 7-9, and two of those wins were the Jets.
But privately, they're just laughing.
Sure, they're loving it. They're loving
Gronk,
it.
Gronk, did you see Cam? Oh, my God, what a disaster.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know if Bill would even watch the game. I mean, if I'm Bill, I'm like, God, can I even watch it? Can I look? Can I keep my eyes on it? I think I'm, I don't know.
Didn't he
hard to watch. He used to do that for us.
Did he say on Monday?
He did it for us.
On Monday morning, we're all going to take some time off now, and then we're going to get to work or whatever. Little did we know when he was talking about they're going to take some time off. Guys had taken time off to go to Houston and Carolina and Denver to
leave.
Take jobs.
Yeah, he went home. By the time he got home, his phone was blowing up. Yeah, I guess, when he knew this, when he knew that.
Guess who spoke today? Tuukka Rask spoke today.
Ooh, we got.
We heard from
segment.
Tuukka Rask, and we learned everything that was going on last year with him in the bubble. Little bit of hockey. Bruins, Tuukka Rask coming up next, right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, back here on OMF, there was some hockey news today. So Tuukka Rask shows up today. We start with him with the media this afternoon. And the question that we all had is when he got up, he left the bubble, he went home, and he did not return. He today gave us a description of what happened.
I got a phone call the night before. Everything happened so quickly, I think, that, you know, I'm sure he could kind of caught by a surprise too. You know, I got a phone call the night before that, you know, our daughter really wasn't doing so well at that point. And, you know, they had to call an ambulance and everything. So, you know, obviously at that point, my mind's spinning and I'm like, I need to get out of here. So then the next morning I, you know, informed him and we had a brief talk and then I just left.
Hmm. There you go. And we've heard that story before, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's nothing. There's nothing new. I think Greg even talked about it at one point. You get a phone call. His daughter was sick, and she was maybe, I don't know if he said an ambulance was involved or whatever, but and he rushed home, and everybody would have done it. And I think everybody is in agreement that probably everybody would
judge.
Have done it. What's that?
Yeah, so you can't really judge.
You can't. Once family comes into it, guys, you can't.
Right.
It's off limits.
So my question is this. Did anyone there, maybe it's just too uncomfortable to ask, like, did you think of maybe re-entering the bubble? Because it was a short period of time afterwards where everything was okay. Like a couple days later, I think Don Sweeney came out, everybody came out, Cam Neely, whatever, and said that, you know, the emergency was taken care of and everything's okay. So did you ever think of returning to the bubble? Like nobody,
yeah, I don't think
that
was asked,
ask
was
him
it?
This
no.
question when he first meets with the media?
Yeah,
nobody
and if,
did.
If you were thinking about going back in the bubble, like, and everything was clear and everything was good with your family, what ultimately, you know, made you choose not to go back into the bubble? Was it the fact that you had to quarantine? It was too much of a pain in the ass? Were they too far along in the series? Did you not think they were ever going to win? The thing with Tuukka is that, and I don't think this is ever going to leave. Like, it's just there's a trust issue, I think, that a lot of people have with him. You just don't believe him. Now, call me a jerk. Call me an a-hole.
You're an a-hole.
Like, there is some credibility, and that's just because of not in this situation, because the situation, the circumstances of him leaving, no one debates. Okay, now come back. Like, you know, Gordon Hayward, he was in the bubble. Like, he was in the playoffs. Like, missed the birth of his child, and then didn't complain about it. So, similar situation, similar, not the same, and you don't come back? You don't fight to come back into the bubble?
Yeah,
like,
here,
I don't know. I just okay, I need so an explanation
everybody,
on that.
Yeah, so everybody deals with family situations differently, okay? And maybe the fact that Gordon Hayward had missed so much time, maybe the fact that he wanted to be able to come back in the bubble, because let's face it, Christian, he ended up getting a hell of a deal with another team. I don't know what his agenda was. The problem with the Tuukka Rask thing is, if you guys remember, weren't there rumors and people were claiming, I don't know, maybe you were, Lou, that he was out on the golf course right after that.
Yeah,
and
that's, Monday, 11:50 tee time.
Okay, so that seemed a little bit bizarre.
I mean, listen, I don't. All I can tell you is this. I don't know if he physically golfed. Maybe, I mean, I think he said he was taking his kids to, I don't know, the pool or something like that. But he had an 11:50 tee time. I mean, I can tell you the three names he golfed with. They have a screenshot of it. The golf.
This is breaking news.
It was 11:50.
Oh, he brought.
So I don't know if he
before.
Got there and said, you know, it's a bad idea or not. But I mean, there was plenty of that from people that I know that had seen him. You know, and so it's like, okay, so 2 days later, you know, things are so bad at home that, you know, you're living your life and you're golfing and drinking with buddies at the bar, at the club. So it's the golf course, and it's. I don't know. Just a question. Simple question. Did you ever think why he didn't go back?
Maybe, yeah. You know, and no, listen, I think that's
I'm not
a
saying he doesn't
question.
Deserve to kind of, you know, yep. If everything is all right at home, disappear for 5 or 6 hours, whatever. I mean, it's everybody's life's different. But just being
but
home with
optics,
his daughter.
Man.
And his daughter was like, you know, you can't leave me again for another 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But it's just, it's a really bad look. And for nobody to ask him, you know, after it was taken care of, was there any thought of coming back? You know, after the first 4 or 5 days or week, I don't know. I just don't think it's doing their job, quite frankly.
I know, but do you, even when you're talking, every question leads you down a road of being an insensitive jerk. Like, because okay, so fine, you say everything's fine, you're cool, everything's, you know, calmed down at home, but then you say, all right, I'm gonna go play golf. Well, why are you playing golf? Optics man would have a field day with this. He would be all over this. Well, you know, it doesn't mean I'm not comfortable leaving for 4 weeks at a time. I'm okay with leaving for six. You know, our people at home, my family at home, they're okay with me leaving for six, but not 4 weeks and not going through that whole situation again. And maybe that was – see, it doesn't matter. You can't question it. And even when you sit there and say you can't question it, by questioning it, you look like an insensitive jerk. Because who are you to judge what some man should do when it comes to the importance of his family?
So I don't think
you really – it's a get-out-of-jail free card for any situation.
So you could sit here and you say, okay, he claims he got a phone call the night before game three. His daughter was not doing well. They had to call an ambulance. At that point, you can clearly understand, and who knows, maybe his wife was hysterical about it. You got to come home. You got to come home. And you got to be the rock. You got to go home and attend to your family. I get all of that. And then maybe when he got home, there was a period where he was going to have to stay away, right? How long was that? Was that 10 or 14 days?
Well, when you go back into the bubble, yeah, you have to basically quarantine all over again.
So
to me, I was looking at it as, okay, is it even worth it? I mean, is he going to go through this quarantine situation for 14 weeks, sacrifice time away, and then sure enough, they get bounced, and you know? Or, I mean, so that to me, and then if someone else would say, well, it doesn't matter. It's worth it.
All right, so some people thought that maybe he was pushing a trade. He's in the final year of his contract at, what, $7.5 million or whatever. He talked today about entering that final season of this contract. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was audio. He said, I have no intention of playing anywhere else but the Bruins.
See, I don't think the discussion was Tuukka pushing for a trade. I think the discussion was Don Sweeney pushing to trade his ass and be done with him. I'm surprised he's back. I'll say that. I'm shocked he's back. I didn't think he was going to be back.
I didn't either.
But I just felt like, and you know, the whole thing about questioning this guy, you're absolutely right. You know, you feel like an idiot doing it. But then again, given the past, there's a reason why you don't trust him. Yeah, there is. There's sorry, but untimely, there's a reason why you don't trust the guy, you know, and you hear enough about him. So it's just, it all kind of builds and builds. And it's like, I just thought that they were going to move on and take that kind of cap hit, $7 million cap hit, try to find another goalie, move on from this guy. Hell, you know, we don't know what, at the time, are they going to be back in a bubble? We don't know what the hockey season's going to look like. So that didn't happen. You know, they ended up sticking with him. And of course, the players are going to back him. Now, who knows what they really feel? Maybe there's something in the back of their mind. They're just, you know, they're still maybe not happy that he left, but at the same point, they're going to understand and all this other stuff. And they might have the same questions. You know, why not come back early? Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's just all fluff stuff anyway.
And this one,
everyone loves each other.
This had a lot of, like, Malcolm Butler-esque rumors attached to it.
Yeah, it did.
You know, a lot of the fighting with the coach, getting drunk in the hallway.
Yeah.
Went to a concert. I mean, I know he didn't, but there was just a lot of, like, rumors going around, and I just don't know if the gaps are filled yet. I just don't know if they are. And he's going to be on Greg Hill's show tomorrow, right?
He's on Greg Hill's show tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah. 8 o'clock in the morning.
All right, so I'm sure they'll really dig deep and ask those tough questions.
So Bruce Cassidy was asked that question as well, and according to him, everything is good with Tuukka.
Yeah, I think his head's been good since he got back and took care of his family, to be honest with you. I mean, I talked to him shortly after that during the summer, and we're not going to go back in time, you know, every time we discuss things. And just sort of, hey, like, when the schedule comes out, like, you know, anticipating which games you're going to play, that'll be next on the agenda. But he feels good, practicing well. You know, he's been here for an extended period of time now, working out here at the facility. So obviously he's ready to go in that regard. And like I said, to my understanding, everything's great at home with his wife and his girls. So that's most important, and usually puts you in a good place to go work, whatever your career is.
So it's in the best interest of the coach right now to make sure that everything is good. He's your goaltender. He's in the last year of the contract. Everything is good, right? Got to make everything good, especially when you might be challenged next week with a couple guys that might be injured right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so
he's still a very good goalie. We know
he's
that.
Excellent.
He's still one of the better goalies in the league.
No question.
You know, we know that, but still, as good as he is, you know, and I know that Tim Thomas kind of ruined this guy's career here because the way he went out and he was the next guy to follow, and there are numbers out there to show you that Tuukka's probably been better, you know, than Tim Thomas. But I just don't think it's ever gonna happen for Tuukka here. And I think right now Bruins fans are going in there and they're like, listen, he's a good player. I'm happy he's here. The minute something goes weird, the minute something goes south, whatever, the minute anything goes wrong, they're going to be like, you know what? That's it. You know, I gave him one more chance. It's all going to come out. And I don't buy what happened last year in the bubble. And I think this guy's a problem. And it's not a good ending for Tuukka Rask here. And it won't be a good ending for Tuukka. It won't be.
All right, we're already hearing some and seeing some of the mock drafts for the NFL coming up in April. Will Bill Belichick take a quarterback at number 15? And it could actually depend on some teams above him actually going for a quarterback and taking those QBs off the board. We'll get to that and some other stuff in the National Football League coming up next right here on OMF.
Was there anything more awkward than getting to stay up late and watch a movie with your parents and all of a sudden there's some kind of inappropriate content?
Emmanuel 7.
Yeah.
Mine was Caliglia. Somebody gave
Caliglia.
me a...
Oh, my God. I heard that this morning. I heard that, and I was laughing my ass off because it's so true. It is so true. Like, I deal with it now because, you know, I got, you know, my kids are young, you know, and I got one who's, you know, a junior in high school. The other was a freshman, then a couple sixth mm-hmm. graders. And you're sitting there going, okay, who's ready for this? Who's mature enough to handle this? And did you guys watch The Bachelor by any chance? Did anybody
no.
watch the,
no.
the? Okay. No. So I You're didn't the watch the first night. But let me tell you what's going on mainstream TV. Okay, mainstream TV, The Bachelor. Okay, I got my youngest So some, can I say, I guess I could. She was using a, get ready to dump me, Ryan, just in case. Put your finger on there. There's a girl that comes out, one of the Bachelorette, it comes out with a vibrator. Can I say that? I can't.
Whatever.
I think I can. I'm getting a thumbs up. Sure enough, she's talking about it. Everybody's holding it. They're blacking out the picture of it. Yeah. And then my third grader is sitting there going, what is it? What is it? What is it? And then it turns into, what's a vibrator? What's a vibrator? What's a vibrator?
What did you tell him?
What did we say it was? I think we said it was like a candle or something. I don't even know what we said.
We're trying
it
to light like, a fire.
The whole room was filled with like my son's home, my daughter, everybody's like home. And she's like, she's yelling, what is it? What is it? Tell me, why are they blacking it out? It must be bad. What's a vibrator? Daddy, what's a vibrator?
You know, you should probably make sure Kim has that discussion with her before she tries to light a vibrator if she ever finds one in her life.
I don't know. All I'm saying is like, that's safe haven. 8
o'clock, I know what to do with this thing. Someone give me a light.
Oh, my God. I just, it's ridiculous. I can't even watch regular TV now. You think, like, your parents, like, you know, freaking out when you're a kid because they're making out. Like, oh, yeah, can you imagine if, hey, here comes a big old purple vibrator with a flashlight on the end of it? Because that's what it was.
I do love Wiki, though. There's always a word every single day.
What do you need a flashlight for?
I don't know. There was like a blinking light on the thing. It was huge. It looked like one of those fish at the bottom of the sea that has the light that goes over.
Oh, angler fish?
With a big giant, you know, talons
from Nemo. That's
it's
Nemo.
An angler fish.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yes. It's from Nemo, yeah.
An angler fish.
Real. Yeah.
Okay. It's real, though.
Mine was Caliglia.
Caliglia. That's not the name of the movie, by the way.
It is?
No, it's not. It's Caligula.
No.
Anyways.
But that's the
real problem. Real problem.
What
the
fuck? So we're sitting here talking. We're sitting here talking sports, and obviously we're well aware of what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. Rioters supporting President Trump stormed the Capitol today. There have been guns drawn in the House chamber, which is unbelievable. The lawmakers evacuated. A lot of these rioters, hoodlums, took over the House floor. I mean, it's been bizarre. I will say this, and it's very interesting.
The FBI SWAT team is now in the Capitol building.
Yeah, and they've got the National Guard coming in as well. It's very interesting because it depends on where you are politically and how you describe these people. I think the people that were out protesting during the fall, there were a lot of peaceful protesters. And then you get the rioters who decided that they were going to burn out police stations and courthouses and businesses.
Vandal, loot.
And everything else. And I'm sorry, those were hoodlums. They were rioters. They were terrorists. I would say the same thing about the people in Washington, D.C. today. There are some that are probably protesting because they don't like the direction. They believe that maybe there was something unstable about the election. You have a right to protest in the country. But taking over the House floor, threatening people, bringing guns in there and hurting people, I'm sorry, that is just not acceptable. And those people are rioters and terrorists. But I've already seen like John Tomasi describe these people as being much different than the way he described people in the fall. Those people are all radicals. That's what they are on both sides.
Yeah. I was going to say they're both a-holes.
Yeah.
Both the, you know, they're just they, and I keep seeing a lot of people talking about it, you know, this is America. No, it isn't. This is not America. This is like not even a fraction of what America is like. So you're going to use this one instance, and they keep using the same footage over and over and over again. And I would say that from where I'm sitting, what I'm watching, it seems like most of the people have dispersed. Like they're all gone. So now they're just kind of lingering and meandering around the Capitol, just hanging out. So the SWAT team, you're a little late. Like I see all the helicopters coming on, tons of police cars, you know, all this. So like everybody's leaving.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
And they're going to now prepare
for it. Or they should be preparing for it. I would say in other cities, you know, because you got to stop that kind of stuff. That's ridiculous. You storm the freaking Capitol building. I mean, how long? And you don't want to put the National Guard? You don't want to release the National Guard?
Well, they're out there now.
What
they're releasing
is going
them now.
On? But you're right. It is. It's radicals on both sides. You know, I mean, you got people, like you said, Tomasi was 72 million people voted for this or support this.
Please. Please.
But that's just such an asinine, ignorant statement, even from somebody like Tomasi to say. That's like me saying, you know, during the riots. Yeah, like during the riots, like the people that were looting and rioting and burning down a police station. If I said a vote for Biden is supporting that, That's ludicrous.
Yeah, but I don't think
it's ridiculous to even say they are radicals. Most people, I like to think, are normal, that are down the middle. You know, the radicals on both sides are growing and growing, unfortunately, which is why our country is going to crap.
Yep. No, and I think the problem you have is that, you know, and we're citing John Tomasi because he's been tweeting about this during the course of the day with numerous tweets. The biggest problem you have is that they don't recognize what happened in the fall with those riots. And they were riots, and they were doing destruction, and they were violent, and people were getting hurt. They don't describe them the same way they describe what's going on today in the Capitol building. And they aren't the same. By people who obviously are radicalized and they want complete change. So
I don't know, man. This is Alice Cora. I don't know, man.
So
can't
Trump
wait to do that for him.
Trump finally. So kid is a good impression. Trump finally spoke today. I don't know why he didn't do it earlier. He probably looked at it and said, "These people are supportive of me."
Because he knew if he opened his mouth, it probably wouldn't come out good. And I'm not.
You said his name was Brendan.
No, that's a different guy. You're right, Lou. He probably felt that way. He would turn those people off, and right now he still needs those people. Those are supporters. And then he's come out here in the last hour or 2 hours, and he's basically told them to back off, and this is about law and order. And
you're very special
peaceful.
People.
And you're very special.
Do you want to hear it?
I know you're paying.
Oh, we have. Yeah, go ahead.
I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. Oh, it was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
I feel like that's a parody account.
Didn't we all feel warm and fuzzy all of a sudden?
Was that JL?
That was not JL Cohen.
You're special? We love you?
I call Wisconsin basically Fat Canada. That's what I've always called it.
So go home.
He's not going away.
We love you. You're very special.
He is not going away.
Well, like I said, he just needed to come out. He needs to condemn it. He needs to release the National Guard.
Right.
You know, he needs to get every whatever authority he can get in to control the situation. And like I said, he opens his mouth, and it's all about the election still.
Right.
That he thinks was stolen from him. Like,
he does.
Listen, whatever. Doesn't matter what you think about the election. It's over. Control what the hell is going on right now. Forget about the election. But we love you. You're special.
You're very special.
I love it. It was funny because
he needs the support, Lou. That's what it's about.
Hey, so
support. It's over.
You're,
I mean, what support?
He's not done.
You're storming the Capitol because you feel like the election was stolen from you. Then the president comes on and reaffirms that it was stolen from not only from him, but from you and a lot of good people out there. So it's almost like, for me, it's like adding fuel to the fire. And then you say, well, you know, but go home, be peaceful. And it's like, okay, you're very special. It's like, how dumb does he think these people are that you have to tell, oh, he said I was special. It's like,
we love you.
It's like a special needs
special
program. It's like, what are we doing? You have
so
to
go
tell
home.
Them they're special so they don't.
We love you.
Putting
you're very
wine
special.
Cork on their
listen,
fork?
The issue I have with it is he should have done it 24 hours before that. He should have. He can hang on to all he wants. Election fraud, and you know, maybe we'll have more investigations, and maybe he will find something.
And as you know, numbers are very sort of pro-liberal.
But the one thing he should have done is he should have done this beforehand, so this didn't get out of hand. It didn't get out of hand. But I hate to say it, I didn't in the fall. I didn't hear a lot of the Democratic candidates who were telling the protesters that were rioting out there to back off either. And that's the problem I have on both sides of the aisle. There
to
are
be honest
issues.
With you,
here.
I actually thought
everybody
this was
wants
over.
To hold on to their team. That's what
I thought
it
we
is.
Were done. I thought this was over. Is this
what
is
was
this,
over?
I thought this whole demonstrating this, you know,
it's just begun.
I'm upset.
I think
I'm gonna throw a fit. I'm gonna have a tantrum because I didn't get what I wanted. I hate it on either side. I despise it. You lost. The game is over. Stop
but
bitching
you have to
and complaining.
Go home now.
No, you're very special. Hey, Ryan, didn't they tell you this when you graduated kindergarten?
Oh, my God. It was like 1996, I want to say. Yeah. I think it was word for word. We love you. It's time for your nap, but remember, you're very special.
So the president the president-elect Joe Biden never got certification today with the Electoral College, right? They never completed that aspect of it, but he did speak.
Notwithstanding what I saw today and we're seeing today, I remain optimistic about the incredible opportunities. There has never been anything we can't do when we do it together. And this god-awful display today is bringing home to every Republican and Democrat and independent in the nation that we must step up. This is the United States of America.
America!
There's never, ever, 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 ever been a thing we've tried to do that we've done it together. We've not been able to do it. So, President Trump, step up. May God bless America. May God protect our troops and all those folks at the Capitol who are trying to preserve order. Thank you, and I'm sorry to have kept you waiting.
Okay. A legitimate comment.
We love you.
Yeah. Legitimate comment. Well, hold on. Legitimate comment by the president-elect. The only issue I have, again, is it's not his team. It's the other team. Because I did not see him come out and say anything about the riots that we were watching all fall. And that's the problem with both sides of the aisle right now. It's a mess, Christian. It's a complete mess.
You know what?
Complete mess. Because he's right about what he's saying today. He's absolutely correct.
I feel the exact same way as I felt when there was rioting throughout the year.
Yep.
Like, throughout the year, I felt the same way because the way that cops were treated, the way the people were looting buildings, the way they were fired. There they were just flat out attacking people, just, you know, abusing them and, you know, and just fighting and knocking people out. It was amazing what was going on and how nothing happened to anyone who was doing the attacking. So, I don't know. I mean, I feel dirty today, boys. I feel dirty.
On May 31st, Joe Biden said this: "It's an utterly American response to protest police brutality, but burning down communities and needless destruction is not violence. That endangers lives is not violence. That guts and shutters businesses that serve the community is not."
That's what Biden's
May 31st.
Yeah, May 31st.
So he did say it.
Where was he? Where was he the 6 months before that? Nowhere to be found. And that was the problem, that the Democrats weren't coming out and doing that.
So you can't say he didn't say it. Yeah. It's just factually incorrect.
He was forced to say it. He was forced to say it, Tyler. And all the Democrats
forced to say this right now.
Too. Exactly.
You know, yes, I mean, it's,
yeah, he listen, is being
it
is.
You. You can't politicize rioting, for Christ's sakes. You know
but
what
they
I mean?
Are.
Like, it's wrong no matter which side it is.
I agree.
I don't think anybody was sitting there saying the looting and the rioting and the burning down of police stations is a good thing. Neither is this right here. And there's people that want to take sides of it. You know, they want to compare it to that and this. It's just, the whole thing is stupid. We have absolutely lost our goddamn minds, you know, and this thing should have been taken care of. They never should have been allowed in there. And the minute they busted in, they should have just brought in the National Guard and just destroyed these guys, taken them out or whatever. I'm just saying, get them to the ground, arrest each and every one of these guys, and that's it. End of story.
There's over 100,000 of them. You can't.
I mean, 100,000 in the Capitol building?
They're claiming that in this entire area around the Capitol, there were over 100,000 people today protesting. So you can't control that. No, that's the problem.
Go into that Capitol building and take care of the people that are in there.
Yeah, the sheer numbers are a problem. But the biggest problem is everybody's got a team, and they stay on their team, and we need to get away from that. It's one country, and you got to start looking at it and saying, if you've taken a protest and you're taking it to the next level and you're rioting, that is a problem, whether you're doing it on the left or whether you're doing it on the right. That's a problem. Peaceful protest is one thing. I don't think this was a peaceful protest today. This was rioting, and I don't think it was in the fall during the election. That was not a peaceful protest.
I do wonder if there will be, I'm just calling it for a lack of a better term, a counter-attack, or sorry, a counter-move. because wherever the Trump supporters, the Make America Great America guys, whatever they show up, a day or two later, there seems to be the other side shows up, whether it's Black Lives Matters or Antifa, whatever. I don't even know what they're called anymore.
Well, the other side right now
they
is,
will come
has
in
got control then, of the government, though. So why do they need to protest? What are they protesting?
No, there's that's
because yeah, there's friction. Because there's friction and there's...
No, I don't think there is counters. I think it's just about decision-making. That's all. I think there's just certain incidents that happen, whether it's the government, whether it's socially or whatever, that kind of does it. I don't think Black Lives Matters are going to storm the Capitol building now.
I don't either.
Just because Trump supporters did, So I don't think it's reactionary like that, like to one side or the other. I think it's a lot of whether it's issues, whether it's social issues or whatever it might be, elections, things like that. That
might. Do you not remember when they? I don't know what was going on, but they riot. They didn't riot. The Make America Great crew. I don't know if that's what we're calling them. They had demonstrations in Washington, and after they were all basically checking out and just kind of walking around town, the Antifa Black Lives Matter side. Like, they were attacking them as they were walking down the street. Do you guys not remember that?
Yes, but the election is over now.
I don't even think
the
it
Democrats
matters, though,
control
Glenn.
They control everything right now. So for them to, that makes no sense for them to
when
go out into the streets.
You're throwing a tantrum and you're unhappy because you can't have your binky.
That's pretty childish if they end up doing it. What you're getting you're getting the response of the other side because they lost. That's what you're getting. All right, we got another hour to go. Teddy Bruschi passed on his appearance on this program today because of what was going on in Washington. And and he didn't think it was appropriate to sit here and talk football during his segment. We're going to talk a little bit more football coming up in the final hour because we're starting to get some ideas on what teams might be doing in the draft and how does it affect your New England Patriots. All of that and more right here on OMF.
We love you. You're very special.